Trump vows American energy dominance in Texas rally ahead of primary elections. Corpus Christi, Texas, President Donald Trump promised American energy dominance during a rally Friday at one of the nation's biggest export hubs for energy and liquid natural gas products. With the men and women here today, we're unleashing America's potential, strengthening our security, increasing our prosperity, Trump said. I'm delighted to be here at this national treasure, one of the largest energy exports anywhere in the world. He spoke on a cargo dock at the country's busiest port in terms of revenue tonnage, including approximately 42% of all LNG exports nationwide, while flanked by oil tankers containing Venezuelan crude. The administration started seizing tankers in December 2025, and the Department of Justice is pursuing forfeiture proceedings. Refineries nearby, including Citgo and Valero facilities, are among the only U.S. operations capable of refining Venezuela's heavy crude oil. Hannah Eubanks, whose husband has worked for Valero for 10 years, currently as a compressor mechanic, told the Epoch Times she attended the rally to show her family's 1,000% support for the president and the oil and gas industry. She said the administration's policies provided support, money, and food on the table. Trump ran on a drill, baby drill platform and enacted a series of related executive orders since taking office for a second term. Eradicating regulations while promoting domestic energy production is a theme of the presidency, as Trump seeks to lower the cost of living by reducing energy prices. He highlighted efforts in his first term to upgrade the port and dredge the channel, allowing for more traffic and economic activity. Since that, crucial investment companies have flocked here, creating tens of thousands of jobs and generating millions and millions of dollars in revenue for your community, Trump said. Oil production has increased by 600,000 barrels a day since January of last year, he noted. Texas will keep on drilling, Corpus Christi will keep on shipping, and the United States of America will keep on winning. Winning, winning like we've never won before, Trump told the crowd. And together, we will make our country richer and stronger and safer and prouder and freer and greater than ever before. The president met with administration officials at the port for a briefing on energy shortly before he took the stage. Corpus is the linchpin of American energy dominance, Energy Secretary Chris Wright said during the event. Primary election season is underway in the state, and the president endorsed a number of candidates. He stopped short of picking a favorite in the senatorial race, calling both Republicans, incumbent Senator John Cornyn and State Attorney General Ken Paxton, great people. The hotly contested race in the Lone Star State will see the triumphant Republican in the primary face off against a Democratic opponent, either Representative Jasmine Crockett or State Representative James Tallarico. Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick spoke about the importance of voting in the midterm elections. Actor Dennis Quaid, a native Texan born in Houston and now living in Austin, made an appearance, much to the delight of the crowd. "Hello, Texas, my home state," Quaid said after the president invited him on stage. "I love Corpus Christi. I love Donald Trump." Thousands of supporters started queuing under the Harbor Bridge early in the morning, and the lines stretched for blocks as people waited in hopes of getting into the rally. The Epoch Times witnessed about 24 protesters near the entrance waving signs and yelling at Trump supporters. A police line formed after the event to separate the groups.